You're listening to Ideal Practice, episode number 36. Today, y'all, I'm going to help you out. We're talking about how someone, even as busy as you, can still take the time to set up a solid annual plan, one that's going to guide your practice in the new year, and how just taking an hour or so once a year, just once a year, will set you on the path to success like nobody's business. My clients love this, and you will too. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Wendy Pitts Reeves, and with over two decades of experience in the private practice world, I've built my six-figure business while learning a lot of lessons the hard way. This is the first podcast that shows you how to apply the principles of energy, alignment, and strategy to build a practice that is profit-centered, but people-forward. This is the Ideal Practice Podcast. Hey guys, this is Wendy. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode of the Ideal Practice Podcast. So, how was your holiday weekend? Everybody make it okay? Whatever holiday you celebrate at this time of the year, or maybe none at all, I don't know. We are in the last week of the year, and y'all, there is no way around it. This is a special week. I always get a lot out of this particular week. It always feels really, really important to me. Part of that might be because way back in the day, there was a time when I worked at a local psychiatric hospital for many, many lifetimes. And at the time, early in my career, we had a nursing director who would never allow anyone to take this week off. There were so, as you might expect, of course, there were lots of folks who wanted the time off, and it was always a bit of a hassle figuring out who got what and how to make all that work. So rather than deal with the difficulty of that kind of planning, she just said, no, nobody takes the week off between Christmas and New Year's. Let me tell you, that was in my 20s back when I was working there, and I swore that if and when I ever got out on my own and ever was running my own show, I would never, ever again work that week if I could help it. And I haven't. I haven't worked it at a job, let's put it that way. I do work this week, but it's a different kind of work. I do a lot of thinking this week. I try to take time to play, to hang out with friends and family. I try to make it to the mountains somewhere this week. I definitely do my share of downtime because we all need that so much. But I also try to use this time as an opportunity to wrap this year up in a neat little bow, to make this year complete, and to get super clear on what I want next year to be. Because y'all know how this works, right? As human beings, as practice owners, as entrepreneurs, as healers, as professionals, we are always evolving. We are always needing to take stock of what's working, what isn't, think about where we're at and where we want to go next. And so I want to help you with that. And we're going to start today by talking about how to conduct an annual review and create an annual plan. But this is just part one. Over the coming weeks, I'm going to provide more information on how to plan at different levels throughout your year. We'll be talking about that in a few upcoming episodes as well. So you definitely want to be on the lookout for that. But let's talk about this one. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the Busy Person's Guide to Annual Planning. There are five steps I want to walk you through. And to make this easy for you, I'm going to talk you through it here on the podcast, but I also have created a little tool, a worksheet that you can download and use for brainstorming to do this process on paper. So don't feel like you have to remember it all just listening to me if you're driving or out walking the dog. Just download the little tool. It's you can find it at wendypittsreeves.com/annual. That's where you'll find it, wendypittsreeves.com/annual. I'll repeat that again at the end just to remind you, and I'll have it in the show notes, of course. But for now, I just want you to listen because I want you to think through and kind of get the concepts of where we're going here. All right? All right. So there are five steps. Let's talk those through one at a time. Step one is evaluation. I want you to evaluate what happened this past year. I want you to complete a high-level review. And there are lots of ways you can do this. You can go back and look at your calendar. You can look in your journal if you keep one. If you've done any coaching over the past year, you might have notes from the work that you've done with your coach. I do a weekly planning process where I take notes about lots of things. I go back and look at that document. As you go back and review, I want you to ask yourself two questions. The first question is, what worked and what was easy? I guess that's two questions, but think of that as one. And the second question is, what didn't work and what was hard? And for both of these, you might add in why. So what worked, what was easy, and why? What didn't work, what was hard, and why? So for example, for me, what worked and what was easy this year was I put some finishing touches on a framework that I've been developing for a while now that I call the 7 pillars of a healthy private practice. And as part of that framework, I came up with a scorecard. It's called the IP360, the Ideal Practice 360, that helps practitioners get a quick sort of overview of how they're doing in their practice, the overall health of their practice. Coming up with that scorecard is something I've wanted to do for a long time. I'm so glad I finally got it done. That was really cool. That feels really good. And I also developed a talk that goes with it, a trademark talk that I have given a few times and has gotten off to a really great start. People seem to like it. I'm very hopeful and excited about where that talk's going to go. So that's what worked and what was easy for me. And why that mattered was because this is central to what I'm about here on the Ideal Practice, which is helping all of you develop a practice that really, 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 really sings, right? That's really where I want to go. So that's why that mattered to me, because I feel like I am finally creating in a way that is in alignment with where I want to go completely. So how about you? What worked and what was easy for you? Maybe it was you found a new office. Maybe it was you teamed up with a new business partner. Maybe it was you made a slight shift in the kind of client population you're working with. Maybe you raised your rates. I don't know. But you did something this year, probably several somethings, that you feel really good about. What was that? And why? Why did it matter? And then remember the second question was what didn't work so well? What was hard? Well, think about that. For me, following in that same vein, this past year, one of the things I didn't do so well about was submitting more requests to speak at more places, more conferences, more events. I did some speaking, but not nearly as much as I would like. Why? Because I don't have the systems in place for applying, for submitting proposals the way you need to. It's just a red tape issue, but it's definitely an issue that I need to solve. So how about you? What didn't quite work this year? Maybe the good part was you brought on a business partner, but the bad part or the tricky part or the hard part was figuring out how to make sure that you both had the same vision. Maybe what worked really well was that you raised your prices and your income went up. Woo! Yay for you. But maybe what didn't go so well was the administrative side of tracking all that in your accounts. I don't know. Take some time to figure this out. This is step one, your evaluation of the past year. That's going to be a good lead in to step two. You got to do that first. And then from there, having done that, I want you to move into step two. Step two is envision. So we've gone from evaluation to envision. That is, I want you to envision, I want you to see and set your goals, your desired outcome, where you want to land in the next year. And in particular, I'm going to suggest that you do this for 5 particular areas. Remember, you don't have to write all this down. I've got all this pulled together for you. I just want you to hear it for now. These are 5 areas that, in a sense, are critical for all businesses, all right? So everybody can relate to this. So the 5 areas are your personal life, your ideal client, sales and marketing, your team, and operations or administration systems. So let's just take a quick look at each of those. So in the next year, how do you envision your personal life? What do you want it to look like? What do you want to be different by this time next year? Maybe, for example, you want to take more time off this year. Maybe you really want to work on developing a healthier relationship with someone in your life. Maybe you just want to learn a new skill. I don't know, but there's something that you want for yourself personally in the new year. What is that? Ideal client, the second one here. What do you want your ideal clients to experience? The people you love working with the most, what do you want them to get out of working with you that will be either more the same or better or perhaps different in the new year? For example, maybe you want them to find a way to engage in deeper work with you or more effective work. Maybe you just want to work faster. Maybe you want to help people get better faster. What is it you want your clients to get out of working with you in the new year that's either different or better or in addition to what they're getting right now? The third area was sales and marketing. And goodness gracious, those are trigger words. Wendy, honey, what you talking about? I don't do sales. I don't do marketing. Yes, you do. You may not call it that, but yes, you do. So here's where I want you to go with this. In the new year, what new or better offers would you like to make for your ideal clients? Do you want to just keep serving them the way you are? Or is there anything you want to do to tweak this in some way? For example, just in the last week and a half, I've heard from two clients who are making some significant changes in the way that they are serving their clients. In one case, I have a client that I did some coaching with in the Midwest who is an EMDR expert, and she had gone and gotten some additional training in some extra skills that weren't part of EMDR, but that fit perfectly. And she came away from that deciding that she wasn't going to see anybody for less than 90 minutes. All of her sessions were going to be 90 minutes. Instant change across the board with all of her clients. And because of the work we'd already done, she was very clear about what that was going to look like from a pricing perspective, from a marketing perspective, how she was going to talk about it. But it was a clinical decision. It's something she wants her clients to experience. Just yesterday, I heard from a client who has decided to start offering intensives to her folks. So what do you want? What kind of new offer or revised offer or improved or enhanced offer do you want to make for your clients in the coming year? The fourth area we talked about here was team. Who's on your team? Who's not but should be? What changes do you want to make here in the next year? And when I'm talking about team, y'all, I'm talking about the folks who support you in your business itself, but I'm also talking about people who support you in your personal life that makes it easier for you to run your business. So team, it could be that it's time to hire your first virtual assistant. Yay for you. If so, reach out to me. I could help you with that. It may be that it's time for you to hire a bookkeeper or a financial consultant. Maybe it's time for you to, I don't know, hire a lawn guy. That's, think, to this day, my favorite hire ever. So there you go. What changes need to happen for team for you to have the level of support you need so that you can do your best work in 2023? And then the last area I wanted you to look at here is operations. What in the new year, what systems or administrative issues need to be enhanced, improved, adapted, changed in some way? By the time you get to the end of next year, like, what's one thing that's kind of a pain in the butt right now? One thing that has just, you know, it works okay, but it's always difficult. It's always, it just drains my energy. It just seems to take three times as long as it should. What's one thing in your business that you'd like to make a little simpler, a little smoother? For example, maybe you want your clients to have a way that they can schedule appointments easier and make their payments easier. Maybe you want to make your accounts work better. Maybe you just want your schedule to suit your energy better. I don't know what it is, but there's something you want to change. What is it? So you see what we're doing here for step two? We are setting specific goals. The picture you want to paint, the vision you want to create in each of those five areas over the next year: personal, ideal client's experience, sales and marketing, team, and operations. All right, if you're still with me, y'all, we've only done just two little things here, review of the past year, and then setting some goals in some kind of big picture areas for next year. Now, step three. This is one we don't usually think about, and yet this matters just as much as the rest of it. That is expansion. I want you to think about where you are being called to expand, and I want you to mind your energy. So we're talking about how to expand in a way that works with your energy and supports who you are. Now, to do this, again, this is a harder concept, but this is super important because in a lot of ways, this kind of fuels the rest of it. In a way, if you don't have this, you don't have anything. Because you can have all the best strategies in the world and all kinds of great tactics and specific steps you can take, but if your energy is exhausted and drained, you won't do those things, or you won't do them very well. But if your energy is alive and engaged and you are feeling really good, then the rest of it's going to be so much better. So under the category, the area of expansion, I got two questions for you. The first one is, what are you no longer willing to tolerate? You know what? I don't know how I'm going to do it, but in this next year, I'm just not going to put up with this anymore. This one thing. What do you want to defy? Like, I dare this thing to show up in my life anymore because I'm just not going to have it. And what are you ready to step into? Who are you ready to become? So let's look at these individually. So under what are you willing to no longer tolerate? I'm sorry, I just have to laugh because I just had this flashback. A coach I used to work with would often have us walk through an exercise that she called the 10 tolerations, where we would literally make a list of 10 things we were tolerating in our life or business every year. I did that exercise year after year after year, and okay, this is going to be revealing a little too much here, but we're going to do it anyway. At the top of that list, year after year after year, I would write my number one toleration was pink carpet. Don't judge me. Don't you judge me. For a very long time, I had pink carpet that I hated. I don't have it anymore. I can't put that on the list anymore. Finally took care of that one. Took me a while. But in terms of what you're no longer willing to tolerate, it may be something that simple, something physical, but it may be something more on the inside. Like maybe you don't want to tolerate feeling ineffective with certain clients and you need to go get the training or the supervision or the consultation that's going to make you feel better. Maybe you're no longer willing to tolerate messy accounts where you've got money on the table that you're not collecting, or you don't even really know what you've got or don't have. Maybe you're no longer willing to tolerate feeling like you're on the edge of burnout 24/7. I don't know what it is, but there's something there that you're ready to be done with. What is it? And then that second part of that question was, what are you ready to step into? So perhaps you're ready to step into being the CEO of your business, not the head of the IT department. Hint, hint. Maybe you're ready to step into being a mentor to younger professionals and clinicians. Maybe you're ready to step into being the owner of a multi-six-figure business. I don't know. But there's something that is a little scary, that's just slightly off, slightly out in front of you, a little bit to the edge, feels a little bit out of reach, but not quite, that you know what? You're ready. You're ready. It's a little scary, but you're ready. What is that? What are you ready to step into? Step four. So we've talked about, what have we talked about? Evaluation, envision, expansion. Step four is intention. Now, this is where we start getting a little specific. And I want you to go back and look at the goals that you wrote in step two. Look at the person you described, who you want to become in step three. And taking all of that into account, I want you to make your plan. What, and again, we're going to keep it high level just for a moment longer. Taking all of that into account, if you had to put it all into one sentence, or maybe two, what is your primary intention for the year. What is going to make this the best year ever? This is hard. This is hard because the key here is to be precise and comprehensive at the same time. Do any of you all, I don't know if you all ever had this experience. When I was in grad school, one of the things that we were taught as we would learn to assess a client or a family or a situation, we would look at, 10 different aspects of a particular client situation. And then we had to sort of pull it all together into one comprehensive paragraph that we called a formulation that described what the situation was, what the symptoms were, what the recommended treatment was, and kind of where we were going to go. Do y'all remember that? Did any of you have to do that? If you did, send me a DM and tell me that over in Facebook, or drop a note about it in the reviews if you want to. But this is kind of what this is. Your primary intention for the year is almost like a formulation of everything we've worked on to this point. This is where I've been. These are the goals I am going to accomplish this year. This is who I want to be this year. And all of that brought together means what? Write your intention. One or two sentences max. You are declaring that intention to the universe, and this is powerful. In fact, I invite you to read it out loud and see how it sounds. How does it feel? Does it feel as good as I think it's going to? If it's not quite right, tweak it until it does. It should feel like a declaration of power, of the best kind. There you go. All right. Y'all still with me? If you are, let's move on to step five. Step five is implementation. And there's a little more to this, but let's keep it simple. Essentially, what I want you to do here is to create your calendar. And the way to do that is you could start by making a list of, let's say, the first two or three, four or five of the most steps to take that's going to move you towards the vision that you laid out in step two. What are the first, let's say, 3 to 5 steps? That's part one, define them. Part two is, when will you take them? I want you to put them on the calendar. Now, I'll just give you a little tip here. I find it more helpful to do this by the quarter. So let's say that your overall goal for the year was to increase your income by 10%, which is a relatively conservative goal, because I think you could probably do quite a bit more than that, honestly. But let's just say that that's your goal, 10% for the year. And how you're going to do that is through all those things we talked about already. You're going to change the offer for your clients. You're going to clean up one of your payment systems. You're going to hire a VA to help you with the back end of your business. Let's say you do those kinds of things. Where I would go in terms of implementation is I would look at this on a quarterly basis. What do I want to get done in quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, and quarter four? So perhaps quarter one is I just really, really take a close look at my administrative systems. Maybe quarter two is I write a job description and I start interviewing potential assistants. Maybe quarter three is once those people are onboarded, we start identifying and making the changes that we know we need to make in terms of how we are handling accounts. And maybe quarter four is we began rolling out that new offer. Could probably do that sooner in the year, but that's just off the top of my head. Just kind of get where I'm going with all this. Big main targets for each quarter is a little bit easier to wrap your head around. And then all I really want you to do is to focus on the next 90 days. So January, February, and March, what are you going to do? And y'all, just to help you feel a little bit better about this, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, please don't. I promise you, this little tool I'm going to give you in a moment is going to make this much simpler. It's not going to feel nearly as overwhelming when you see this. But I'm doing it this way on purpose because I want you to do something rather than nothing. I will say, for those of you who have the time and the energy and the interest, my own clients, we do this at our December retreat. All of my clients, we do a retreat 4 times a year. And at our December retreat, the winter retreat, we always spend really 2 or 3 hours working through a more robust version of this process, quite a bit more robust, actually. But mean, you don't have to have that to get somewhere, which is why I'm doing this today. But if you feel a little overwhelmed, I just want to say it is a little overwhelming to sit down and really do this kind of work, which is why most people never bother to do it. I don't want you to be one of those people, because those folks are flying blind. They are just living in react mode to whatever happens in front of them. They are not driving the ship. The ship is driving them. They're just letting the current, to play with that metaphor, take them wherever it takes them. I don't want that to be you. I want you to be in charge of where you're going. And this process will help you with that. All right, so let me bring all this to a close. I saw a quote the other day by Jim Rohn that said, "Never begin the day until it is finished on paper." Never begin the day until it is finished on paper. That's kind of what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks as I talk you through some of my favorite ways to think about planning. Today, we're doing that for your year. Don't begin next year until you have it on paper. But don't make it harder than it has to be. Just walk yourself through the process I've laid out for you, and you are going to feel like, ah, I kind of got it. I think I know what I'm doing here. That's what one of my folks said to me at the end of our retreat just a few weeks ago. So that's what we're going to be talking about in this series. For now, all I want you to do is go download your copy of The Busy Person's Guide to Annual Planning. Go to WendyPittsReeves.com/annual. Okay? WendyPittsReeves.com/annual. And if this is helpful, shoot me a DM in Facebook, send me an email, or post a note about it in your comments. You know, I love getting 5-star reviews from you guys. It always makes my day. I love you so much. I hope you make the most of this beautiful, rich in-between week when we were in between the old and making way for the new. It's a sacred time. Really, really good. Take advantage of it. And know that I am pulling for you. I cannot wait to see what you're going to do next year. And I want to do it with you. So have a great one, everybody. Happy New Year to all of you, and I will see you soon. Bye now.